Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Right, never have I ever, Natasha and Tip, never have I ever brought my car to be washed. I'm driving 15 years next month and I don't share my car, but my amazing hubby just takes it to be washed. Everything, every time it needs it.
Aww,
your dad still washes your car on occasion.
Yeah, but I don't ask him. Sometimes, like, if I go home to the Imagine house and I'll just look outside and Phil is just there out washing it.
Grubbing.
Gaz was on, never have I ever watched Love Island without being forced.
Okay, I get that one.
And Evie, never have I ever had ketchup. Thanks for all the responses on this, but we have to go straight to the phone this morning because there is one reply and one alone that has blown our little minds here in studio this morning. Alan, welcome to Beat Breakfast.
Morning, Alan.
Morning, lads. How's it going?
Yeah, good. We're good. Now, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Oh, yeah, Michael's with you.
Yeah, so...
Michael, he's always with me. He's always with me. I see him more than my own girlfriend.
Alan, complete the sentence. Never have I ever...
Never have I ever eaten a full Christmas dinner or even a Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Okay. And do you mind us asking what age you are?
I'm 27. And why? Because I'm just the fussiest man on the planet, to be honest. I don't like spuds. The only spuds I eat is chips. I'm very fussy with meat, honestly. Like,
okay.
I live off processed food, to be honest. I'm wicked.
Okay, but
I'm unhealthy. I'm unhealthy, but I'm in good shape.
Yeah. Okay. So what happens at Christmas when other people are, like, I presume you're around people that have eaten a Christmas dinner before?
Oh, 100%, obviously, yeah.
So what
are you
do?
Doing?
Oh,
I would not invite him to my Christmas dinner.
Michael entered the chat.
I would be mortified to have him sit at the table and just turn his nose up at a good Christmas dinner.
Come on, Michael.
What do you eat? What do you do?
It depends what way I'm feeling now, to be honest.
Okay.
But like,
I could throw on a pizza or something, for example. That's how bad I am.
Never had turkey, ham.
No, like, never had turkey, never had
gravy,
ham, never had
stuffing.
How do you feel? How do you feel about Brussels sprouts, Alan?
Oh, disgusting. I feel like gawking.
The thing is, like, to each their own. It's just
like I'm already starting to look forward to my Christmas dinner, and it's July.
Even this chat is getting me a bit like,
yeah.
You know?
No, I don't know anyone else that's like me that hasn't never eaten a Christmas dinner. I'm one of a kind.
Does that mean you've never had a carvery?
I've never had a carvery.
Oh, never had a carvery, lads. Oh my God, Michael.
We've actually often worked in houses for clients.
Yeah.
And like, they've often said, like, oh, make you something to eat or whatever. And he's often like been begging me, like, Michael, will you please eat it? Because I can't.
That's a good friend right there, lads. That's a good friend.
Yeah. He is a good one.
Okay. Mind blown.
Yeah, I think we have to leave that one there. But thank you for your openness and honesty. Safe spaces, Beat Breakfast.
Enjoy
Michael
the sunshine, lads.
And Alan, have a great day. Bye. Bye.
See you.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Any gig now?
You're addicted.
If Daniel O'Donnell tickets were going and he was playing, I'd probably go see him in that weather because everything is just. Like, to look up at the sky, you know, my favourite thing is about, I don't know, was it maybe 10 o'clock and the sun is going, you know, and that sky just looks golden.
Sunset, a red sky at night, shepherd's delight.
It just looks, everything looks beautiful. Everyone sounds great. It's just brilliant.
I was saying to you.
Cowboy boots look good on people.
I think that they're class. I think they're deadly.
Are you slagging my outfit?
No, not you. Just every woman in.
There wasn't a woman in that stadium that didn't have a cowboy boot on. Or a Stetson. Mm. And I love all the lads, the fellas on the side of the road in Limerick. They all had their hats. They were out selling.
Hats, scarves and headbands.
Get your Shania sunglasses.
There's many fellas at Shania Twain. What was the percentage split, do you think?
I would say 90-10.
29,999 women and Brian.
No, there was loads of men. There was a really sweet man beside me, and he'd brown sandals with socks on. He was an older man.
That is not gig attire.
No, I just kept looking, going.
I was saying,
he's so cute.
I was saying, my friend is getting married this week,
yes.
And I put it in the group chat. Like, what kind of voodoo stuff has she done? Because
although you might be too sweaty in a wedding dress in this.
No. She's just. Do you know what I love about a wedding when the weather is like this as well, in the middle of a heat wave? It'll always be. That was the wedding, the year we got the big heat wave.
Exactly,
do you know what I mean? The
true,
heat wave of 2026.
It?
You know, the one that everyone will be talking about.
She was telling me there's a new one. You can pay an Etsy witch. Berry raw sausages and the child of Prague. But the Etsy witch is a new thing.
Mm. We talked about the sausages on the show before. It's a massive thing.
14
after. No, sorry, it's not letting us talk any longer.
Sorry,
okay,
sorry, time sorry,
to
sorry,
cinema.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the rush. Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
It's going to be a long morning, yeah, everybody. Okay, it's time for Folly to Cinema. If you know how this works, it's Movie Madness International style. So I have a movie and I've got it in three different languages. And the girls have got to guess what the movie is, the English title. But you should play along at home because we always have great fun with this.
Great play-along
great
ability.
Play-along ability. So we're going to go one apiece like we normally do. So we'll start with you, Sho, your first movie and your first language. Bringing in a new language this morning, Hungarian.
Wow.
So this is short and sweet. The Hungarian movie is Zelem. Zelem.
Zed.
S-Z-E-L-L-E-M. Selim. Selim.
Okay, and is it one word?
It is a one word English title as well.
What would Hungarian be closest to in terms of...
Don't know.
I believe they have some sort of Celtic influence.
Okay. No, I've nope. Literally
okay,
nothing.
That's fair enough. I'm going to go for Irish next.
Okay.
And the Irish I'm going to give you is Taifshe.
Ooh, I know
Taifshe.
That word.
Taifshe. Do you know it?
Well, I do, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's interesting, though, the first... Okay, we'll say no more.
Taifshe is... I know, I've heard... It's Taif. T-A...
It's one word.
T-A-I-B-H-S-E.
Yeah.
I don't know if I typed this wrong. T-A-B-S-H-E, Taifshe.
Taif.
I think there's an I. Yeah, there's an I in it, no?
I know the word Taif. What is Taif?
No, it's one word.
Yeah, no, I know, but oh, is Taif not a word as well, though, or is it actually Taifshe?
It's Taifshe.
Okay. What's the next language?
Your last language is French.
Oh la la.
Phantom. Phantom.
Phantom.
Yeah. Phantom.
Did you ever see Phantom?
Ghost. It's Ghost.
Yeah!
Ghost!
Oh, they're all getting it. I swear I didn't even look. Well done, everybody. You're
okay, well done.
Me.
That's one on the board.
Yeah.
And next up, Aoife's first one. Okay, now more new languages, right?
I like the way you go one to you, yeah. One back to Aoife.
Hawaiian.
Oh, nice.
I should have music.
Oh.
Okay, let me get this right now. Loakau leka ulia.
Oh, sounds like we're just arriving.
Loakau leka ulia.
Leka ulia.
Sounds cool.
It does sound cool. I wish I had a lay on.
Yeah.
And.
Oh.
No, he's just saying that, just like, because getting in the vibe of.
I thought you were whipping out your Hawaiian knowledge, but then nothing has surprised me.
I had a lay in my office and I wore it.
Yes, there was one. I think I had one for something as well.
Oh, I think I wore it to Pride with you that day.
Yes, Waterford we did Pride. When we did Waterford Pride. You're right. And I had one as well, yeah.
Loakau leka ulia. No, you're not getting anything from this. It's Hawaiian. It's just a different language completely. Okay,
cool,
so we'll
though.
Move on. French. Il y a un courrier pour vous. Il y a un courrier pour vous.
Oh.
No?
Oh, one of my favourite movies of all time.
Il y a un courrier
pour vous.
Pour vous.
Pour vous.
Pour vous.
For you. Me before you.
No.
Get the first part of like the first, like use the first words in.
Ilya, he is.
Courier.
Ilya, un courier. Pour vous.
Courier.
Yeah, but think like what could that be?
A postman.
as in like modern day.
Delivery man.
Close, like, you know, close, like more modern. Like the.
I'm more American, I'd say. In terms of
but it's actually in.
I'm just getting Ilya.
No, not he.
Il. You. Il.
Will we go to Irish?
No, I know, but it's going to annoy me now. Go on.
Tarif post a gut.
You've got mail.
Yes! Yeah, the courier.
I don't think I've never watched that movie. So I just wouldn't have known the movie that well. Courier. Yeah,
there is a post for you. That's kind of directly translated in the French.
It's what do you call it? Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yeah. Did you like it? You love it.
I love You've Got Mail and I love Sleepless in Seattle. They're very silly
I've
movies.
Watched Sleepless.
Why are you looking at me?
It's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan in Sleepless in Seattle as well.
Yeah.
Both movies.
They literally took Sleepless in Seattle and like say 10 years later put the because they were such a success story in Sleepless in Seattle, put them back together, but like different characters. Oh, we're moving on. Sorry, you're
I have a long intro, so still let me finish the story.
And then they tried to recreate the chemistry that they had. Now, it's not as good as Sleepless in Seattle, but it still works as a movie.
Okay.
It's like, she works in a little bookshop, it closes down. It's quite sad, actually.
We've got two more on the way after Slater. This is Dance.
It's delirious, am I?
Of Folie de Cinema, our weekly game to test your knowledge of international languages and logic, I suppose, whether you can work out what the movie we're talking about is.
Good for the old brain of a Wednesday morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
The song puts me in a good mood. Mm.
It's brilliant.
World Cup 1998. Okay, one more each. Back to you, show. And, another new language. We're starting with Swahili.
Another one.
Okay, let me have a go at this. Forgive me if you are somebody who speaks Swahili and I don't do a very good job on this. Mtego wa wazazi. Mtego wa wazazi.
Okay.
All right. No.
I can't say I'm...
Nothing. Wazazi. Nothing given. Wazazi. No, me neither.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Good job, though, from you. Thank you. I think.
Italian is next. Yeah. Genitori in trappola.
Genitori in trappola. So is trappola like some kind of trap?
Possibly.
Yeah. So some kind of trap. Not the mouse trap. We've done that before. But like the parent trap. Is it the parent trap? Oh my God. Yeah. Genitori is parents, of course.
The final one is Irish. Gashtan and Hishmahori. There you go. Parent trap.
Wow. I think the Italian is probably a bit better than the Irish on this.
I thought Tish Mahori would really give it though, the parents. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows that.
I have to say,
the trapola was good.
It should be absolutely wonderful and you should feel elated when you get it. But it almost doesn't feel great when you get it that easily.
Well, you got it on the second one. You think you got it on the first one now. Don't be going around with all your swagger.
No,
today.
But you know what I mean? Like, I got it quite easily there. You know, like, Italian.
Even 3 hours sleep and I'm getting these really easy. Look at me. Whoa. Okay, back to you, Aoife, for our final one. And we're starting with Turkish.
Okay.
Bu nasil sarısın. Bu nasil sarısın. Not a lot there.
What would you be getting from that?
Okay.
Okay, we'll go on to Irish. Ooh, let me look at this now. Godlihul fion. Godlihul fion.
Godli.
D-L-I-T-H-I-U father I-L. Godlihul fion.
Fion is blonde.
Okay.
Legally blonde.
Unbelievable.
Well done. Like
this
the two
morning.
Of us this morning, absolutely. Yeah.
The final one there was
it.
Spanish and it was Legalmente Rubia.
Yeah, that's,
There you go. Good performance.
The best thing about being a woman is the
ability to win the game.
Be a common thread this morning.
I think we'd rather hear Olivia. When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Right now is the time I pass over to Show because she wants to talk to you about her love of the cucumber.
There's nothing that I do on this show that I don't actually okay with you. Like, there's nothing about like Beat Breakfast that you're not privy to. Mm. Like, unless the odd time I might go off on a little bit of a tangent, and then you play your like kind of funny music. Which, to be fair, you could have played that for this. Today, my friends, my dear, beautiful morning clubbers, today is a big day. And as you might know, we do celebrate.
We love the national days because it just gets you thinking about things you wouldn't normally think about.
Yeah, and it kind of like just. Do you know what it does? It allows you to stop and reflect and pay tribute to certain things. And today is officially National Cucumber Day.
Okay.
And so it is honouring the refreshing, hydrating fruit, some people call it. Encouraging people to enjoy them in sandwiches, salads, infused water, or even as homemade pickles. And also people use cucumbers now in certain drinks, certain beverages you might see in fancy places have a cucumber or a concombre, as they call it in French. Okay. And I saw this and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to say it. I would hate to live a life without a cucumber. And I know that sounds dramatic, but I...
You told me yesterday, and I can't go believe this, that you reckon you eat cucumber every day.
I eat cucumber most days.
Yeah.
I grew up eating a lot of cucumber. My mom always had cucumber in the house. And it was the one veg, I think, that I absolutely always loved.
Alan was on. Ah, yes, my favourite day of the year, cucumber day.
Yes, Alan. That is the kind of respect and yeah. tributes that we are looking for this morning. Keep them coming on 085 1029 103. Have your say. Pay tribute to the cucumber, often dismissed in a supermarket. Also available now in mini cucumbers, which are very handy for this time of the year. Handy for a snack pack or a lunchbox. Anyway, don't want to go off on a separate tangent there. What I will say is I probably eat cucumbers every day. I love a salad that includes a cucumber. I'll even eat cucumber on its own. Very refreshing.
A lot of heavy in water.
But also, like, I like the texture of a cucumber, the outside and then the inside and the little seeds. I love all of the cucumber. There's nothing about the cucumber that I don't like. But I will also give a right of reply here because I do feel like cucumber is very Marmite. There's a lot of hate for cucumber.
I just did a little look there, right? And I found something interesting. Why do people dislike cucumbers? Because you're right, there's a lot of people who just can't stand them. And did you know it's genetic, right? People with specific gene variants, there's a bitterness in a cucumber that they just can't handle.
Oh, okay. Because so my mom loves a cucumber, but dad doesn't. So I got it from her side of the family. Okay,
I have mixed feelings on the. I like a cucumber, but I have it rarely. But if it's there, I like it.
Rarely cucumbers. Yeah. So you never buy a cucumber?
I never buy a cucumber, no. Because, I don't know, I'd end up throwing a lot of it out.
But why? Because they're like, particularly in summer, they're so crunchy and fresh. You know, on a day like today,
I might buy a cucumber.
Chop it up like, and just like sit there with a little snack.
I can't stand is when a cucumber is in a pre-packed sandwich. And it's been in a fridge. And I think it's probably been held at the wrong temperature. So it's kind of just, I don't know, it's chewy or something.
I just wouldn't go for a cucumber like that. I like to know where my cucumber came from. And I think I like to buy my cucumber myself. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, can I give you some of the feedback so far?
Are we going positive or negative?
It's a little bit of both. Larry says cucumber's just all water. It's a shite veg.
Well, it's actually a fruit, I think, Larry, you'll find. Yeah. But anyway.
Ryan was on very, I don't think he means cherish, but your childhood, you had no treats, no sweets, just cucumbers growing up. Poor show.
No, don't feel sorry for me, Ryan. This is one of the things in my house that I actually really respected about what I grew up on. So
Dragos was on show. I 100% agree with you. Cucumbers are the underrated veg.
Underrated, Dragos, and very obvious why it's been given its own day.
James says, do you know why cucumbers come with a film on them?
No, James.
You'll need to tell us more.
Oh, he didn't.
Sorry, that was John. He didn't give us the answer. Murren says, smelly wet socks, disgusting.
Okay, so you're one of those people genetics. It doesn't suit you, Murren. Genetics.
Larry says, under no circumstances buy a cucumber today, Niall. You'll throw out 3/4 of it.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Positive
Daz says, shite white butter, salt and cucumber.
Does he mean put butter, salt and cucumber on it?
On white bread? I don't know why the shite part is in there.
Do you know what I do love, actually? We haven't even touched on the combos that you could put in a sandwich because there is no... I'll tell you this for nothing. I grew up and one of my favourite sandwiches growing up was a ham, mayo and cucumber sandwich on white bread. Now, try that today and tell me your mind has not changed. All right, we'll leave it there because I don't want to annoy people anymore. But to those of you who celebrate... Happy National Cucumber Day. And fascinating. How long do we get out of that?
Is
that
4 minutes?
Incredible radio.
Erin was on. Here's a little tip for you, right? Erin says, I love cucumbers. They repeat on me though, but I discovered if you peel them, it stops that. Tasty, says Erin.
I love the skin of the cucumber though. I know, like, I actually don't have that problem, but the part of why I love a cucumber is
it's like the flake
bit.
In the 99. You feel it's essential.
There is no such thing as a 99 without a flake.
It's just a cone.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, it's not a 99. You can't call it a 99 if you don't have a flake in it. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. I know the rules. Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. It is officially summer. I put it on my Instagram story last night. I said the summer that we got is summer. Isn't that fair? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'd say you were so proud of that one, weren't you? You're delighted with yourself.
Walking along the quay in West, we're going, absolutely,
I'm an inspiration.
Nailed that one. Nailed it. not very often that I have a clever pun, but oh my God, I was happy with myself. But it is the first time in a long time where we've had a run of it and we feel like we're in it. And also not even that, not even that the weather's been good. It is heat that we get on holidays that we're not used to here. And for a lot
and
of people...
And actually, to be fair, this week is much more pleasant. It's still sticky than what we had a couple of weeks
it's
ago.
It's not as intense. But still, when you're working and stuff, it's not easy. And I said to Niall yesterday, it is too hot for a lot of things,
like
okay?
Bras, like as we've learned.
Like nobody else has agreed with me on the bra.
Let's fly to a few of them. Hayley says, it is too hot to milk the cows.
Oh yeah, fair. I know. Fair play to you all with your bras and you're fine. Like, not me. James and Sarah, it's too hot to clean windows because the water dries too quickly on the glass and leaves them streaky. Okay.
Melissa, it's too hot to work. I work in home care, so I drive from home to home looking after clients and it's just too hot.
Benny said, it's too hot to sleep. It is, Benny, it is. Luke said, ice cream is the perfect thing. He's kind of having a go at me because I said it was too hot for ice cream. It's the perfect thing. It melts. It makes your hands cool as well.
This is a good one now. I think a lot of people will associate with. Anita was on. Lads, it's absolutely way too hot to cuddle with my husband. Even being beside each other in the bed at night. Hell no, it's too hot.
No. You can't be doing that in this weather.
Come over and give me a spoon. Get away from
me. It's every man for himself in this weather. Let's talk to Danny this morning. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're good. We're good. Now, I think, Danny, I think of all the messages that we've got on in the question, it's too hot to this morning. Yours is the winner. Talk to us. It's too hot to...
Adult. Yeah. Full stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fair.
Just... No. Like, I look at my... I have three-year-old twins. They come home and they're in the paddling pool.
Yeah.
First thing I want to do, strip down, get in with them.
Yeah.
Forget about dinners and... cleaning houses and all of that kind of stuff. Mm. Revert back to the childlike self.
Yeah, where you've nothing to do, you've no responsibility, you just splash in some water and maybe if you're lucky, get a nice lolly or eat some strawberries.
I'm a bit like that. Like, I come home and there's been posts and, oh, there's the DSB bill. It's too hot to be worrying about bills.
Do you know what? Go on, sorry, Danny.
Just back to being a kid. It's nice.
Wonder could we have a day?
I enjoy it.
I wonder could we have a day of it, Danny? Could we just give ourselves permission to be a kid during the heat wave, you know?
Get on to the phone, Mr. Lear, and tell him he needs to bring in a new bank holiday. Mm. No adulting.
Yeah.
You already had your pool party, your paddling pool party here, so...
I wouldn't be against another one, now. That pool could be
Danny,
back out.
Danny,
have a good day, darling.
Sunshine, all right?
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
Bye.
All right, 8:27 is Beat Breakfast.
It's too hot to adults.
Never
too
hot to do this,
no,
though.
Come on! Summer in the city. Summer in the southeast. Summer in the southeast. Your music now. This is Beat. Okay, it is Wednesday morning. It is a Beat Breakfast is an Island show with you. And I spotted this story online yesterday. And it was all about a woman who decided that she shouldn't just wear her wedding dress once, right? Mm. That she should
it's
get another wear out of it. And, you know, it does like make you think. You spend a lot of people spend a huge amount of money on wedding dresses and what happens to them. You know, my wedding dress is still hanging in my mum and dad's house. This woman, Caitlin, went to Morrison's in the UK and she did her weekly food shop and she did it in her wedding dress and she just thought, why not? I thought, YOLO. She could be my sister. I put on my wedding dress for a video, looked in the mirror and thought, I'm going out like this. Life doesn't always have to make sense. Sometimes the most unexpected moments are the ones that make people smile. So, went to Morrison's, went in my wedding dress, got a huge reaction, bought my microwave meal, bought my ice cream, had a great time. There you go. End of story.
It's a weird thing to do, though, to go to the supermarket in your wedding dress.
Yeah, but she just thought, I feel good in my dress and I'm going to head out and about. And I do think, and I've said this before, like I've tried on my wedding dress a good few times recently for some reason. I just see it hanging in. I know.
Why did you keep putting your wedding dress on?
Because, honestly, I don't know if
Does it stir up good memories when you're wearing
absolutely,
it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I don't know if I really appreciate it, how wonderful it is to wear a wedding dress. And I was like, I'd kind of like to do it again at
Sorry,
a different
Tom.
Stage in my life. No, I, of course, Tom, like main man in my life.
But you want to wear another wedding dress at a wedding day.
To him, though.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, no, definitely same man.
Divorce him and then remarry him.
No, just, I just, the joy that, like, I just looked at it went, I'd love to do that again. I'd love, like, that's deadly. I don't know if I really, like, did I soak it all up enough? Was I as
present
as I am now in life? And I'd love to do that again. I don't want to go down a deep route. I've only had 3 hours sleep, lads. So I we'll leave that one there. But I would love to wear it again. Okay. Honestly, I would love to wear it again. And I think, why not? Like, when you think about how long you have the wedding dress on for, do you know what I mean? Like, you get dressed that morning, so you don't even have it on for 24 hours, you know? Mm. And then it's just hanging, and it's very sad, really, when you think about it. Yeah. So, like, I kind of understand this Caitlin girl going to Morrison's and just saying, I want to wear my wedding dress because I feel good in it.
Okay, you know? Well, I have a couple of questions. I'd like to ask the ladies of the Southeast who have been married, like yourself, where's your wedding dress, and do you look at it, try it on sometimes? Is that a normal thing? Do you stir up all those nice memories of the
day? Oh, no, you're going to say I'm weird because I've tried my wedding dress on.
I'm not saying you're weird.
No, but the way you went... Do you try yours on?
Well, I want to know if there's more people like you. I am actually interested in it because you're right. It's this really special emblem of the best day of your life.
Yeah.
It's there in a press. Is it just sitting there for the moths to have a go at? Or do people kind of take it out? Is there anyone, I wonder, who's actually worn it on another occasion?
This is my question. Like, do you have a wedding dress that you just, like this girl, Caitlin, in the UK said, I'm just wearing it again. Now, maybe it's not as random as the supermarket. Like, I do know years ago people would have got their dress maybe dyed or made it into a different style, like shortened or something, so they could have.
Is it also for some people a thing to get it recut into the child's communion dress? Have I heard that, or am I imagining that?
No, you could be right about that. My mum cut up her wedding dress to make blankets for my brother.
Okay.
Like, he used to always have little bits of
her
dress.
I had a blankie.
Yeah, his blankies were always my mum's wedding dress. I don't know why I didn't get it. She seemed to cut it up after me, maybe. But yeah, I'm sure there is. Like, doesn't it just seem like it? Like, people probably sell them now, you know, and that's fair enough. But like, doesn't it seem like a terrible waste that my beautiful dress is sitting in my mum and dad's house, well, hanging, and it's not doing anything? Do you know what I mean? Like, what should I do with it? Where should it go? What? Yeah. Like, I want to wear it. You know?
Okay, so you were determined to find somebody who has used their wedding dress, worn it again, done something with it, rather than it just sitting in the wardrobe.
Don't let me...
No, don't leave her hanging.
Don't let me down.
She's
here
delicate.
This morning, Southeast, I'm tired and I'm delicate and I want to know what you've done with your wedding dress. Has it gone on more adventures than just your wedding day?
I was quite confused because I said the communion dress, but actually I was wrong because the most common one is the christening dress.
Yeah, because my mum just texted the show. Good morning to my mum. She said, your nana made your christening robe from the bottom layer of my wedding dress. The next layer was a cover for your little duvet, which Davy became attached to and then turned into blankets. I still have another layer which were made into tray covers. Your nana was recycling before her time.
Wow.
And she still has some of them.
Wow. Dana really got good use out of
That's
it.
Really
different
cool,
things.
Isn't it?
Let's start with an unusual use of wedding dress afterwards. Natasha, how are you?
Hi.
Hey. Hi, lovely. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. When did you get married, Natasha?
8 years ago yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And tell us about your wedding dress at the time. Did you absolutely love it?
I absolutely loved it. I went in... over a year before my wedding, there was a sale on in one of the local wedding dress shops.
Yeah.
And I saw this dress. I just saw it. It was the first dress I tried on. Tried on another 7, but I knew it was the one. It was T-length. It actually was strapless, which I didn't think I wanted at the time. But the minute I saw it, I was like, that's my dress.
Oh my God.
And it was.
And they always say that, don't they? They always say, like, I remember when I went wedding dress shopping and they always say, it'll be the dress that you least expected. When you see it on the hanger, you'll think, that's not for me. And then you try it on. Oh, I'd love to go try them all on again. So,
me too.
Yeah, you wore it on your big day. You felt $1 million. What happened next?
Okay, so a few years later, we were going to the Musical Awards in Killarney.
Yeah.
Shout out to Northwestern Musical Theatre and Going Musical Society. And they do a dress-up night every year, and it's a different theme every year.
Right.
Okay.
And that particular year, we were going as all the characters from Alice in Wonderland.
Mm.
So the form went out, the Google form went out into the WhatsApp group, and Google you had form. To put down what you wanted to dress serious up as. Business. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh, yeah. Serious business. Yeah.
This is serious business. What are these called again? I know. The aims. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, aims. Yes. Yeah. Oh, big thing. Mm. Big thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Dress up is top notch.
Yeah.
But I looked at the Google form and I was like, oh, what will I be? What will I be? And as soon as I saw the White Queen, I was like, oh my God, I can wear my wedding dress again. Oh my God, that's it. That's it.
I've discovered what I should do. Amazing. So you put it on again.
How did you feel walking around wearing it?
I felt amazing. Oh. Absolutely amazing. And so many people stopped me that night and they were like, oh my God, it looks like that's a wedding dress. And I was like, that's because it is. It's my wedding dress.
Oh, Natasha, you have inspired me. I need to be invited.
The IMROs, the Radio Awards 2026. No, show is going to turn up in a wedding dress.
That's not like, at least you had a Google form. You had a form that you could explain why you were wearing a wedding dress. I couldn't do that to the Radio Awards, but by God, I wish I could wear my wedding dress again. Mm. Like, you know, are you going to wear it another time now? Do you think that's it?
No, I hope there's something else that I get to wear it again. Just I love it.
Needs to be the right occasion.
Would you go into a supermarket in it though?
I don't know. It depends on how influenced I would be that day, I think.
The two of you could meet in Peasants.
If we went together, like if we went in together.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, Natasha, I think, right, we could get on the front of the People newspaper if we did this. If we just did a weekly shop. We're going to talk.
Yeah,
this
we'll
is
talk
not
off
the
air.
End, Natasha. This is not the end of our wedding dresses.
It's only the beginning.
You are an inspiration to all listening this morning. Natasha on the show, everybody. Okay, we will keep your number on file and we will get in touch. We will make this happen. All right, darling?
Amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
Natasha, lovely
to chat to you. Have a great day. All right.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up. Niall and Show.
In the morning.
On Beat.
Now, I'm not hugely impressed so far. I'm not.
Lads, you can do better than that. You can do better. I think there's more out there.
Yeah.
There's more. You have to be getting more free stuff than you're letting on this morning. Mm. Not that we don't appreciate what's come in so far, but like Una, it's a stretch. Una, you just have nice colleagues. Do you know what I mean? Because Una said, hey, Show and Niall, I just got a fabulous press coffee for my colleague.
Yeah.
That's not from your bosses. Do you know what I mean? Like, what else
it's
are you getting in the workplace for free? That's just
with.
A lovely person.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly. That's just happened to you.
My gorgeous French Nage dropped me in a coffee this morning. But that's not a perk of the job. That's just a good mate.
Now, Sarah was on to us, and we know Sarah because we've met Sarah when we did our outside broadcast earlier this year at the brand new McDonald's in New Ross. Sarah was there because she works with McDonald's.
So she said she gets a free McDonald's coffee, but what I want to know is, do you also get like free apple pie, free nuggets, free Big Mac,
fancy coffees, like the you know McDonald's did the fancy like,
no, I'm sure she gets
stuff.
Any coffees that she wants, but I'm just saying, like,
could you have a double Big Mac, like could you really push the boat out if you want it, or would you be in trouble?
The apple pies I'd be hopping off, to be honest with you, the hot apple pies.
And this one from Sandra. I work in a creche, guys, and I get to hand the children back, which is the biggest perk ever.
No, bless you.
I get that.
You must be very good at your job. Mm. Can we extend this? Like, I just feel like you're not getting it. You know, you're not getting it. You're like, what is it that you've gotten for free in work? Like, there has to be more. I believe there is more out there. You can do better, Southeast. What do you get for free in work? Go on.
Sinead is an interesting one.
On,
she works in hotels, and I always get upgrades when staying in other hotels in Ireland. There's some kind of hotel.
But do
group.
They have to be in the same? Is it in the, within the same group, or do you just say
I am a hotel person.
Please upgrade me. Give me your best room.
Yeah. Because I'm going to judge you because I work in hotels, so you got to give me the nice room.
Did you not know? Like, I have a friend, right? A friend of a friend who always says it's her birthday or she's engaged when she's checking into.
They
a hotel.
Must be wise to that.
Sure, no. Like,
well,
sure.
I say, well, show me some ID with your birth date on it, please.
Or show me some ID.
Have you got your wedding cert with you?
You could just be gotten engaged.
Oh, yeah. Well, show me the ring. I suppose you might have the ring if you're already engaged.
You can get a ring for like a fiver and put it on your...
If that was me and I used to work in hotels, I'd go, that's nice. Anyway, you're in room 112.
No,
breakfast is not included.
You'd want to try and make it nice for the person. I'm sure hotels see through it. Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Yeah,
best or worst free perk freebie you got. A little downbeat now this morning, I have to say.
It's taken a little bit of a
It's a dark turn in this freebies and perks at work storyline, I have to say.
Can I start with this one? I don't know if they want to remain anonymous or not. that. I'm self-employed and I was on holiday last week and a client revoluted me €20 to have a drink on them. I get spoiled every Christmas with gifts and bonuses. That's very sweet, isn't it? Especially when you know that, like, it's not like you, you know, when you work for yourself, you're not getting a bonus
unless
at Christmas.
You're giving it to yourself, you know. Stephen was on from Carrick. I do painting and a lot of people give me bottles of wine. They must think I'm a wino. I'd prefer extra money like a bonus after a job. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Maria, lads, the best perks of my job are the amazing staff and students I work with every day. I work in an all-girls school in Dungarvan in County Waterford. I love the show, guys, and I listen every day. Maria, I hope you're having a lovely summer, and isn't that a really nice thing to be able to say?
Michelle was on. Guys, the joys of working in healthcare. My whole family got a free dose of norovirus last year.
Stop, I didn't think you were going to read that out. Lads, can I read this one out?
Go on.
I entered a competition on Facebook with a hair salon. This is nothing to
do with this topic, but it's still funny.
I entered a competition on Facebook with a hair salon. When I arrived to pick up my prize, in inverted commas, they rummaged through the back area of the salon and handed me a used umbrella.
Somebody will be left at that.
Clearly, they only wanted likes and shares on their competition. They never outlined the prize on the Facebook That is kind of funny, isn't it? I'm sorry. But imagine being all excited. Yeah. What if I won?
Yeah, it must
maybe
be a hamper.
Like a product hamper or like a treatment, and then you're going to get a used umbrella.
Jennifer says, my husband works for an airline and our whole family can fly standby, paying just the airport taxes.
That's decent.
That is deadly. Now, I have you ever gone to fly standby though and not made it on the plane? That'd be my only concern. My sister used to work for Virgin Atlantic and that's how I got to go to Florida in business class.
Get you.
Yeah. Let's hear from Rach, who was on to us. This is actually quite impressive.
Years ago, when I first started like working after my leaving cert, I moved up to Dublin and there was a hotel, the Killiney Court Hotel.
Yeah.
It's now been turned into apartments, but it was really, really nice. And Bono lived like very, very close to it, Bono and the Edge. And they used to come in when they were around like and have their meals. And it was the year they were playing Slane. So they came in one day and they had like just a bag of merch and tickets. So there was 10 tickets, 10 pairs of tickets dropped in for Slane. And you could only get the tickets if you weren't working that weekend. And it just so happened that it was a weekend that I was off. So it was cool. Got to go to Slane with a load of friends from the hotel. So that was probably one of the best perks of working in the hotel.
That is a pretty cool story.
Nice. I'd say. I'm just talking about the bag of merch. I'm thinking of you walking out of the Aviva with 8 Taylor Swift t-shirts.
Hang on a second, I didn't steal them.
No, you didn't.
We were given them, and then we were given them to come back and, like, well, we were allowed to keep them and give them away if we wanted. And then remember, I got chatting to this lovely lady.
security lady, and you gave her one for her and her granddaughter, and she was over the moon.
And then I gave another one to a guy from another one.
Oh, he the was gay from, guy at Pride.
Yeah, like he was from
Venezuela or something.
And got chatting to him out on the street.
He was going to see Taylor in Belgium or somewhere.
And then I just said, I have a t-shirt, and he. Like, we still follow each other on Instagram and I don't know anything about him. Anyway,
okay.
we'll leave it there. Thank you so much. The umbrella story will stay with me forever.
Get up. I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's Beat Breakfast. It is the 7th of July. It's an Island Show with you. This struck me twice over the last few days, right? And I wanted to mention it on the show. So I am a massive coffee snob and a coffee drinker, and I don't really do like coffee in the house. I prefer a barista like made coffee, right?
This morning, because of the search for the loop, she didn't get time to get her regular coffee, so I very kindly offered her some a special roast that I have in my office, and she took her first sip and I swear to God it was like the milk was sour in it. That was the face we got.
Anyway,
such a snob.
I am, but self-confess. Yeah. Like, that's what I like. What I like.
Yeah, exactly.
I like
my
nice coffee.
We all have things that we like.
Yeah, I like to treat myself to a coffee. Anyway, I was in the coffee shop the other day, and it was really hot, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, people drinking iced coffee, I'm kind of jealous, and by jealous, I mean I just don't really like the taste of it. But when the weather is like in the 20s, you feel like you should like it. And then we were at Relay for Life on Saturday, and the Clove Valley was there, my favorite coffee place, and Niall ordered his coffee before me, and he realized you could get an iced coffee, and he
iced
got
latte,
it.
Dash of caramel,
and
beautiful.
I was like, I wish that I would be one of those people that could say, I'll have an iced coffee. I just don't like the I don't like the coffee being cold, basically. And so it is really that conversation that we're going to have this morning about what is it in life that you wish you liked, but you just, for whatever reason, don't. And I'll give you my other one. And it's been a bone of contention. I've said it many times on the show. I don't really like meringue. I know.
Is it too sugary? Remind me why you don't like it. What is it about?
I love sugar. I don't know. It's just,
I love, you know, Christmas Day, the pavlova, the strawberries and the raspberries.
We never have that. I wish I liked meringue because it's a very popular dessert. I go to a lot of people's, you go to a barbecue, there's always meringue. Other thing I don't like and I wish I liked, I'm letting it all out this morning, Nutella. And I said it on the show before and I got a load of hate for it. I wish I liked Nutella. You put it on pancakes, you put it on toast, you put your finger in it. People put spoons in Nutella. I just don't get it. But I would love to. Do you know what I mean? So what is it, that one thing that you wish you liked or had a grow for, but you just don't? Go.
Okay, all right. This is going to be a controversial one. Might shock a few people, but something that I wish I was into because everybody else seems to be into it, but I'm just not. TikTok.
Oh God, I don't know what you're going to say.
TikTok, yeah.
You don't get TikTok.
It's not that I don't get it.
You don't like it.
I choose not to spend my time there. I have the app. I can't tell you the last time I opened it.
Really?
I will occasionally, you might send me a video and I will watch it, but I will not open the TikTok app and just randomly, because you just all of a sudden lose a couple of hours and you're watching a lot of nonsense.
See, that's like you've been on Twitter, or X.
I'm learning information through articles, you know?
Articles.
Yeah.
I learn stuff on TikTok as well.
Do you?
Hacks.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, look, this is our thing. Yeah. I wish I liked it because everybody else loves it, but I just don't like TikTok.
Okay. That is.
Well, I also had Stanley Cups on my list. I mean, what, you think I'm going to be walking around carting that?
You don't drink water.
Thing. I do.
Yeah, but you don't drink. You're not like a...
I'm not an 8 litres a day kind of person.
Don't drink 8 litres.
People in here, I won't name them, Rachel Dunphy, and the Stanley Cup is bigger than she is. And she's carting it around all day.
She has to put a seatbelt on it when it goes in the car because it doesn't fit in the holder.
Just don't get it.
Anyway, this is your chance to let it out this morning. There will be no hate. This is a safe space. Somebody said, show, meringue is like eating cotton wool.
That's Jess.
That is so true. Yeah. That is it. Jess has nailed it.
Wake up with your mates. This is Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
What a peculiar bunch of people you are.
Yeah, but you see, we're all in this together. That's what I love about our beautiful morning clubbers. This is a safe space to release whatever it is that has been on your mind when it comes to things that you wish you loved. There's a lot of people in the tea and coffee.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment because we have a few voice notes to get to. But we're going across to the motorway to start with.
Live.
Danny is there. Danny, talk to us. What do you wish you loved?
Eggs, guys.
Eggs,
I can't. There's just any form of it. Scrambled, fried, poached. You name it. I've tried it all. It just gives me the ick.
Really, Danny? When
eggs
did this
are
happen?
Life.
Yeah, like
eggs are life.
Eggs play such a role in, like, I don't know, so much. Like, yeah, you've listed them out. But
you'd
like,
never be hungry when there's eggs in there.
A boiled egg and toast. Like, are you sure you've tried all the options?
Everything. I think, well, unless you've come up with something new in the last 48 hours.
Okay.
Danny, have you had this since you were a kid?
No, well, that's the thing. I used to eat loads of eggs. My nana used to have hens, and I used to eat her boiled eggs.
Yeah.
But she used to get away with doing things like putting butter and sugar in the egg for me. Now, I'd sit down and I could eat 3 or 4 eggs. But then, I don't know, when I was about 10 or 11,
And is it
in my mouth and then straight out.
Is it the texture? Is that your issue, do you think? Because I'm like that with mushrooms.
Oh, well, I don't like mushrooms either because they're slimy.
Yeah. Danny, I don't know. I wonder, did your granny do you a disservice by putting sugar on the egg? Because I've never heard of that in my life and I've heard a lot of stuff.
I don't really remember. All I know is I've been told that I used to eat 4 or 5 eggs at a sitting when I was down there.
You see, this is probably what happened. You over-egged.
Overdosed on eggs. It was too much.
Well, see, they were probably still warm because they were coming straight from the chicken as well.
Okay.
It's a lot to process, Danny. It's a lot to process.
Loved eggs until this point.
You've kind of made us question our relationship with eggs too, to be honest with you.
Danny,
you're a star. We'll get you
out
some beet goodies. Thank
Have
you
a good
so
day.
Much.
Have
bye
a good
bye.
One, lads.
Now, you did mention a very popular one is anything relating to tea or coffee, and Sarah was on to us.
Morning show online. Do you know what I wish? I liked tea. or coffee. Don't drink either. Don't drink energy drinks either. I don't know, was it the caffeine or was it? But you know yourselves, the looks you get when you say you don't drink tea, and then the shock when you say you don't drink coffee, and it's just judgment. So yeah, that's what I wish I liked.
Yeah, with some friends who
you almost need to have like a card or something that you can just like flash at somebody and go, I am not a tea or coffee drinker.
Coffee, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm
fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
I love this. Niamh said, I wish I liked seafood, but the closest I get is fish fingers. Niamh, that is seafood. Fish finger, and if you heard the segment on the show a couple of months ago, fish fingers are back with an absolute bang. Everyone's
eating
fish fingers.
How would you be if a plate came out and the fish was on and the head is still on?
Stop! Don't be mean.
Connor was on.
Lads, mine is chicken wings or like anything to do with a bone. I wish I could eat them. I know there's boneless wings and I absolutely love them.
So chicken or anything on a bone, you mustn't like ribs either.
I'm not great. I don't like ribs. I don't like the feeling of picking it up in my hand, and I don't
it's quite
like
animalistic, isn't
it? I love the taste of a chicken wing, but I don't like eating it. Do you know what I mean? I don't like the process. Like, I would use a knife and fork if I
you
could.
You can't on a
I
chicken
would.
Wing.
I would.
Robert,
wanna be gonna keep it short and sweet, tune it.
Oh.
Wish I did enjoy it. I don't enjoy it at all. It's such a, it has so many health benefits, but I just cannot wrap around or eat it. No, I can't even think about it. But tuna is my thing. I wish I loved, but I just can't love it, unfortunately.
So, yeah, I love tuna.
I love tuna.
Funnily enough, we spoke to Danny who didn't like the eggs.
Yeah.
And then we played Sarah's voice note, doesn't like the tea and coffee.
Yeah.
Sarah and Danny are married.
I am so confused. Yeah. Okay, so they're a couple. So she doesn't like tea or coffee or energy drinks.
Or energy, he doesn't
and
like
he
eggs.
And eggs.
So they'd be very awkward to invite you to a dinner party, probably. So
they wouldn't be eating omelets or drinking any tea or coffee. Yeah. Okay.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Now, we're from the sauce, yeah.
We need some help, right?
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, we have decided to make the most of the beautiful, stunning weather that we've been having across the southeast, and it is a first of a few trips that we're going to make over the next while where we are out and about on the Beast for Beat Breakfast. We actually haven't been in the Beast for months, haven't we not?
Not since McDonald's in February.
Oh, that was bitter.
It's cold. It was
brilliant,
dark and
brilliant
cold.
Morning, but bitter. Anyway, we're back. Tomorrow morning we are going to head to Tramore and we are going to broadcast live for 3 hours from the Beast, and we're very excited, looking forward to feeling outdoorsy on the show, because every morning I come in and I go, it's great to be here, love you loads, would love to be outside. So
but show has a dream and you can help make it come true.
I have a dream. A few weeks ago got to do Beat the Bomb running the ring road with our lovely listener Ryan. Okay, tomorrow morning let's take it up a notch. Let's not rest on our laurels. Let's not like sit down. Let's keep moving. And tomorrow morning I would like to do a round of Beat the Bomb in the sea.
Under the sea. Woo! Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to footing under the sea.
I know all the words.
So, right, how is this going to work? You're going to do the quiz in the sea at Tramore.
Yeah, well, like
now, I think the tide is out. You'll have to walk out a bit.
You'll be like, are you out there yet, show? So, yeah, I don't know how far we will be able to go in.
To wade.
To actually play Beat the Bomb. But what we could do is play Beat the Bomb and then just have a little swim afterwards. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you can come in as well.
No, it's too early and too cold to be swimming at 8 o'clock.
Oh, God, it's been beautiful. The temperatures have risen.
The only time to get in the sea in Ireland is at 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock when it's had the heat of the day.
No, it's
but anyway,
not.
Anyway, no.
The point is,
you don't have to swim. You do have to paddle and wade.
Yeah, just like maybe even like just to your knees maybe. Not even your knees, all right?
Yeah.
What we need is somebody like Ryan did, who joined me for the 6K run a couple of weeks ago. We need someone who listens to the show that will be willing to have a little bit of crack on Beat the Bomb tomorrow morning and perform Beat the Bomb live in the sea in Tramore. Okay, so if you're up for it, if you're up for a little bit of crack, obviously you get the prize as well, but you get the prestige, really. The prestige.
Well, you get the prestige of being the only contestant to ever play Beat the Bomb
ever.
In the sea.
Yeah.
You also guarantee yourself a €50 voucher for Barron's Greig na Mana and possibly the €150
yeah,
voucher. And all you need to do is be available tomorrow at 8 o'clock in Tramore on the prom. Is that you?
Yeah.
How are you going to miss this once in a lifetime opportunity?
If you're listening this morning going, I've been tuned in all week and I just want to do something something a little bit different with my life this week. This is right up your street. Cost you nothing. Actually, if anything, you're gaining from it. All right. You're a winner before you even step in the sea. So send a sea emoji or like a bikini emoji or a shorts, something related to the sea right now to 085 1029 103. We would love, love, love for you to join us.
Don't leave her hanging, answering her own questions in the sea. That would be the saddest thing ever.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Okay, it's Friday morning. It is Beat Breakfast and it's time for us to play Beat the Bomb. And all this week we've been teaming up with Barron's Greig na Mana in County Kilkenny. They stock ladies and men's leading fashion brands, footwear and sportswear, and brands like Tommy Bow, Diesel, Kate Appleby, O'Neill's and more. Nationwide courier service, and they're on Facebook, Barron's Greig na Mana. €50 voucher up for grabs every day this week, and at the end of the week we've got the highest score getting the €150 voucher, and Brian from Monday is currently in the lead with the 10 points. Now, this is a first. Show is way yonder in the distance. She is out almost at the sea. I'm hearing the beast on the prom, getting the thumbs up. Show, can you hear me?
When the girl's 16.
Oh, sorry, I'm yapping away here to Gemma and Jack. Sorry, Niall. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you and I can see you yonder.
I'll just give you a wave. I'm walking into the sea. So Gemma is one of our beautiful morning clubbers, listens to Beat Breakfast every single day and kindly agreed to my madness this morning and my idea of playing Beat the Bomb in the sea. And she's brought her son Jack, but Niall, Jack, you're lovely and all, but they've also brought their dog Bruno, and Bruno's coming in with us. So can I just say good morning to the mother and son duo. Gemma, how are you?
Great yeah. Show, fantastic morning here. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so you've been swimming non-stop.
Oh yeah, but we swim all year round, so.
Okay. Now, poor Jack. Jack, what's happened? You swam, when was the last time you swam apart from yesterday?
Christmas Day.
Okay, and do you know what he said, Niall? What did you say about the water yesterday?
It was Baltic.
Right, we're going in. So let's just go in a little bit, because I there's no point in doing this unless we're in. Where's Bruno? Bruno, there he is. Bruno, oh look, he's after going off on us. Bruno, back over. We can't do beat the bomb without Bruno. Is he okay? Right, we're getting in. Now. Jack, now you're gonna have to brave it. This is a first. Do you know what? I think it's lovely, Niall.
Oh well, you would.
No, sure, I wouldn't just
what,
say Jack.
What does Jack think? What does Jack think?
Actually, better than yesterday.
Better than yesterday, he says. Okay, so how far do you want us to go, Niall?
I think knees at least.
Okay, I am conscious of the fact that I'm
the
using
crowd
my
here
phone.
On the crowd on the prom say higher.
Well, it's just I don't have a cover for my phone.
Okay. As far as is safe.
Yeah, no, I'm nearly at my knees now, but what we'll do is then when we finish with you, I'll get in for a dip before our next item. Come on, Bruno, okay. Get yourself in here for Beat the Bomb. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The dog is running off onto the beach. Ooh, just a wave, nothing to panic about. Now, Gemma, come back. You're going too far. That's past the knees, love. Right, we're here. Ah, lads, this is living. Poor Sean is filming in us, but he doesn't have his swimming... Oh, another wave. Yep. He doesn't have his swim gear with him, so he's on the shore. Oh, sorry, is that
are
your
we ready?
Okay.
Are we ready to
sorry,
start?
I am ready to start.
Okay,
yeah,
let's play Beat the Bomb.
Okay. Who is the lead singer of the band Coldplay?
Oh, Chris Martin.
Is the right answer. What animal is famous for carrying its young in a pouch?
Kangaroo. Oh,
kangaroo is right, Gemma. Who currently has a track in the charts called I Knew It, I Knew You?
Skip.
Oh, no, you know it. No, oh, that's a wave. No, it's Taylor Swift. Okay. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes, Jack. In the story, what did Jack, this is for you, have to climb to reach the castle?
Beanstalk.
Yes. Which British chef is known for Hell's Kitchen, the F word in Kitchen?
Ramsay.
Okay, Jack. Come closer, actually. You're too far away. Which Irish artist plays two nights at the Aviva this weekend? Another wave.
Oh, the Aviva.
Dermot Kennedy is the right answer. Before embarking on a solo career, Beyoncé was part of what group?
Destiny's Child.
Oh, go on, Jack. Which Disney princess is inspired by a real person?
No, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Beauty.
No, it's actually Pocahontas. A play is split into sections with what name? So it's like one, two.
Act.
Yes. What software company makes Excel?
Microsoft.
Yes. How many cents make up 17 euro?
1,700.
Yeah, Gemma's just happened. Okay, Katniss Everdeen is the main character. What actress stars in the film Singers?
Singers? Pass.
Hayley Steinfeld, who's the lead singer of U2?
Oh, Bono.
What are the horns of a stag called?
Antlers.
Yes. Can you name one of the new presenters of Strictly Come Dancing in the UK?
Oh, pass.
Okay, which country won the Six Nations Rugby Championships in 2025?
France.
France is the right answer. Oh, geez, that was another one.
Well done, guys.
Last, there was a few waves there that we didn't expect.
It woke us up.
How did he do, Niall?
I can tell you, Jack and Gemma this morning got 14 points to the overall winners.
That is deadly, honestly. Can we play Beat the Ball in the Water every Friday?
So you have to dip down now.
I'm getting down. I just need to give Sean my phone. Oh, Gemma's gone down already. Niall, I have to get down, but I have to hand my phone over.
You have your little swim and we'll catch up with you in a couple of minutes' time.
Niall.
Niall,
the water is like soup, babe. It's like soup.
I'll be down for a paddle in a while.
Get in the sea. Come on, Bruno, get in. Right, I'm coming back up soon. I'm getting in the water. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, great. That was Beat the Bomb this week with Barons of Greg Namana in County Kilkenny. And fair play, 14 points from the lads. Let's take a summary tune from DJ Sammy. This is Boys of Summer.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
And it's time for our Friday game show. And Show has met her next victim.
He's not a victim. Please do not. I got him out of his lovely little bliss with his mum and dad drinking coffee outside Molly's, and now
you made a show of him with his poo bag.
I did. Well, can we just highlight the fact that
and the Crocs. I mean,
firstly, Glenn, good morning, darling.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I feel like even though you don't live here, you do spend a huge amount of time.
They call me a blow-in, but I'm not really, like, you know, we're here the whole time.
Was it in Tremor that you did your first sea swim with Glenn?
Yes, Newtown Cove.
Yeah, how many years ago? Three, four?
So it was 4 years ago in April. Yes.
April, and we had you in the sea in April. That's diehard now, Show.
Mm. And you, I credited you. You were you guys were the ones that got me into the sea, and now I do it all year round. So darling. Thank you so much. Glenn is an avid sea swimmer. He's also an avid croc wearer. Yes. And so just to reference what happened earlier, Glenn walked by. I said, oh, there's Glenn with his yellow Crocs. And then what was in your hand?
A yellow poo bag for my dog. Can I just clarify?
Is that intentional? Like, do you match all your Crocs with your poo bag?
It's nice to be fashion forward, I think. You know?
I think it is intentional. I think we'll take that as a yes.
Great colour coordination.
Come here, before we get into the madness that is the Friday game show, the most ridiculous quiz on Irish radio. Glenn's not familiar with it, but you're about to step into my office, hon. Can we just mention a couple of things that are happening, because Glenn is very talented.
He is.
As well as taking part in the Friday game show. No, don't say say yes.
You're so nice.
Glenn is extremely talented and an absolute pal of mine. So tell me what's happening tonight and next week.
Thank you very much for the plug. Tonight in St. Mary's Church of Ireland, Dungarvan, I'm doing a concert at 8 o'clock. So you can come along on the door and get tickets, or you can get tickets on Eventbrite. And next Friday in Christchurch Cathedral here in Waterford, I'm doing a concert as well. So tickets are on Eventbrite. If you look up Glenn Murphy, you'll find me.
Absolutely. Stunning venues.
Yeah, they're nice.
Snap, Niall. Yeah. And just for anybody that's not familiar with your music, just give a little kind of tease. Do you want to sing?
No, I'd rather not sing. At this time of the morning, Show, come on. Well, it's mostly Irish music this time for these kind of concerts. You know, songs by like the Wolf Tones, things like that. Mary Black, a couple of songs like that.
What Mary Black one?
I'm doing a little bit of Sunny tonight.
Oh, right up me street.
You can come, Show, if you want. I'll put your name on the door.
Oh, Oh, you're so good. I love Sunny. Right, okay. Niall's like, right, let's get on with the game
okay,
show.
We got
that was an excellent
questions.
Plug, though. We did well there.
Thank
we
you so much.
Got
thank
a lot
you.
Of air time
Niall.
For you.
Yeah, thank
on,
you, Niall.
Okay, this is it. This is the Great Beat Breakfast. The summer, we got a summer in the southeast, and everybody loved it. Friday game show.
Yay!
Are we ready, everybody? Are we ready? I just stopped some random people there. Okay, here we go. If you are playing catch and... Sorry, Glenn. Sorry, I got distracted by the men there. What I will say to you is every question and answer in the Friday game show, the most ridiculous game show on Irish radio, if not the world, is related to the words in the title. Okay? So just bear that in mind when you're answering your questions. You can't get this wrong, darling. It's not possible. If you are playing catch and you catch the person, you might say A, hot shoe, B, got you, or C, not new. Now take your time,
yeah,
Glenn.
Now, Glenn.
I know
don't
you've
rush.
Got a busy night yeah, ahead.
Yeah, yeah. My heart is beating so fast now thinking about this. Okay. I'm going to go for got you.
Correct. Yay! Got you is the right answer. Well done. This is a fabulous start. Okay. We're going with a little bit of an emotional and motivational phrase. Do you like them?
Love them.
Question number two in the Friday game show. Complete this well-known phrase. It's better to have loved and lost than A, never to have loved a Paul. B, never have gone to the mall. Or C, never to have loved at all. Now, Glenn, we've all been there. We've all been there. Heartache has affected us all. Take your time. You can do the full thing for dramatic effect. It's better to
have loved
and lost,
than to never have loved at all.
Loved at all. You got some help there. What's your name, darling?
Anne Murphy.
Anne Murphy was in. Anne Murphy knows her motivational quotes. Isn't it true, though, Anne?
It's very true. Yeah. Very true.
Are you enjoying the sun?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I'm a Leo, so.
Oh, you're in. I knew by looking at you, Anne. I knew by looking at you.
Yeah. Comfortable pair of shoes.
Comfy shoes.
You're looking good. And you've got your, is this your, hubby's with you. What's your hubby's name?
Albert,
welcome to Beat Breakfast. This is the Friday game show. Glenn's playing. Give Anne and Albert, can we get them an air freshener and a pop socket, please?
Oh, €3 for my coffee here, right?
Oh.
Over in Moe's.
So. Okay.
Well, give them some merch and they'll be on their way. And it's lovely to meet you. And you guys have a great day. Albert, did you want to say something?
No. Just enjoying the sun.
I love your hat.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant hat. Right, back to the... Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Can I just say...
Brilliant input.
Amazing. I loved the first one. I thought I was the deepest of them all. It's better to have loved and lost than never loved a Paul.
A Paul.
Oh, it was a Paul.
Yeah, what did you...
Paul, as in a pet, I was thinking. A pet Paul.
It was a Paul, like as in.
All right, okay. No, that's not as deep.
Okay. Well, I was chatting to Anne and Albert. You were just pondering
that.
There.
I was thinking about that a lot.
Okay. This turned out that it's the maddest Friday game show we've had for a while. Okay, let's do this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn, back in the game. Question number.
She's just giving her merch away to people on bench there.
Anne is after handing away. Can somebody. Anne! Go down and give her another one. She doesn't need to be giving it away.
We're getting a boo back at base.
Right, question number three. The old song goes like this. Okay, now I'm not sure. Is this who sings? Is it Cliff Richard? We're all going.
Yeah, Cliff Richard.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to give away the song. So we're all going on our runner holiday, A. We're all going on our summer holiday, okay. B. Or C, we're all going on our plumber's holidays.
Wow. We're all going on
a runner holiday sounds hell.
yeah, I'd agree.
And a plumber holiday is a bit wet, so we'll go for summer.
Summer holidays is the right answer. It's 3-3. Okay, question number four, the Friday game show. Killian is absolutely knocking it out of the park back at base with his cheers and his boos. Question number four. Can you give me the correct title of the well-known Backstreet Boys song? Is it A, Not a Single Body, B, Absolutely Nobody, or C, Everybody?
Everybody, that one, rock your body, that's enough.
Keep going, no.
Everybody, rock your body, right? You do the high bit.
Backstreet's back, all arrived.
I love it.
Okay, okay. Calm down, everybody. It's too much fun here on Tremor Beach. It's too much fun. You're having too much fun. Okay, calm down.
What's Glenn doing?
What's Glenn doing?
He's making a mockery.
He's making a mockery of the people listening to this.
Who don't know the answers.
Like, a lot of people don't know the answers to these questions. Glenn just swoops in his yellow Crocs with his yellow poo bag and takes it away for your dog, Maisie. Okay, this is the audio clue, everybody. Right, Niall.
Kill the music, Killian,
kill
please.
Kill the music.
We
Niall,
need silence
come down. Come down, Niall. Come on. Come okay. on. Get come down. On. Get down. Out of your, forget your buttons for a minute. Get okay. down. Have a bit of crack with
all
us.
Alrighty.
Okay, so this is the audio clue, Glenn, and this is right up your street, obviously, because right, yeah. you're a singer mm-hmm. and you're on stage tonight, okay? And this is a number that I would recommend you could bring to the audience.
Tonight,
yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in a playlist, yeah, okay? Yeah. So what's going
to
happen
he's, does he need to do vocal warm-ups? He's always ready. He's always ready.
I no. open my eyes in the morning and I'm... So I'm
there you go.
What is your vocal warm up? Like, let's give us okay. give myself a nod. I'm just going to put my okay. coffee cup down. Give us an example of what you would do.
Lip trills, things like that.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you go. Loads of that, and that'll be enough.
Okay. Okay. Hi, guys. Everyone wants to be part of the Friday Game Show. It's nonstop. Okay. So, what's going to happen is we are going to sing the first part of a very well known hit. You
yeah,
could call
you
it,
could call it a hit.
Or some would call it a summer banger.
Wow.
So we're going to sing the first part and then you're going to complete it. Okay. Okay? Are you ready, Niall?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Summer in the southeast. Summer in the southeast.
This is Beach.
Yay! That was Glenn. Absolutely nailing
Legend.
The Friday Game Show, and for your absolute patience and crack this morning, you've got yourself a €50 one for all voucher. Wow. And it, do not be like Anne now. We're giving you an air freshener. Hold on to that yourself. I don't want you to see you walking down the prom now and handing that out to somebody
Thank
else.
Thank you. Thanks a million, guys.
Best luck with the gigs.
Enjoy
Glenn,
the gigs,
everybody. Love you lots. Thanks,
all right.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.